Chapter 5. The Rebirth of the Soul. We will now go further into the results and the consequences of the new state of life that originates from the new state of consciousness. Let us assume that after many thorough preparations, the new electromagnetic fluid of the gnosis becomes part of us. This will be the result of our application of the fivefold universal gnosis. Firstly, pure insight. Secondly, true yearning for salvation. Thirdly, complete self-surrender. These three define the quality and the magic of our state of faith. This leads to, fourthly, the new attitude of life, which, owing to its magic and quality, results in the opening of our personality to the imperishable light of the gnosis. The result of this is, fifthly, our admission into the new life field, our passing into the state of the new race, the people of God. It must be stated as an axiom that from the very second the brain system inhales this new magnetic fluid, the new life becomes a fact. At that moment, the pupil is born into the new life field, and the great process of regeneration, transfiguration, begins. As soon as this happens, there is question of an exodus, a departure out of the old life field, and an entrance into the new one. There is nothing in between, at the most, a split second. There is not something like the passage through the Red Sea of blood passions or a wandering through the desert as described in the Old Testament. Through these experiences, the candidate struggles during the preliminary process in the first three phases of the universal gnosis. In the preliminary process, the candidate stands in a rational, moral comprehension of the purpose of the spiritual school. He understands its significance, he desires to comply with its purpose, and consequently he must open the door of his soul to the light by means of the new attitude of life. This new attitude of life, this breakthrough to what Lao Tse calls Tao, costs perhaps much blood, many tears, and great exertion. For it represents the journey through the desert, the passage through the Red Sea of blood passions, but the candidate can put an end to this struggle immediately by taking corrective measures without any compromise regarding the attitude of life. He must consult his own heart sanctuary for that. There lies the task, and he will know what to do or what not to do. Do not think that the school can or will give you any indication in this matter, for were it to do so, it would confront you with a law, and we would lapse again into the phase of the Old Testament. You should seek the law within yourself. When you are able to do this, the gifts of grace of the Holy Spirit will immediately fill your consciousness. For 17 years, the spiritual school has prepared itself for the period into which we have now entered. All the powers we need were freed and are now stored in the force field of the school. More than ever before, those powers are with us. They form the provisions for the new birth of man during the latter part of the century we have now entered, and which is of the utmost importance. You are given time to adjust yourself, to convert your rational moral state of consciousness into the new state of consciousness. Therefore, you are not told you have still so many months in which to prepare yourself. Each serious pupil receives the time reasonably necessary. Consider everything the school offers and explains as a renewed invitation and stimulation to join in and to create for yourself a suitable condition so as to be really able to come along. As soon as the new consciousness fluid pours into the head sanctuary, it becomes visible in a clear, shining light. The Bible speaks of the sign of the Son of Man. This sign radiates from the mirror, from the open space behind the frontal bone. It is called the sign of the Son of Man because this consciousness fire is the true, original human fire. It radiates outwardly when the original astral fire can be inhaled by the brain system and the seven cerebral cavities are filled with it. The focus of this radiation is formed at the place mentioned behind the frontal bone. This point is the sign of the Son of Man. As soon as this sign starts radiating, the total transformation of your entire nature, indicated by Christ as the rebirth by water and spirit, takes place. First, there is the transfiguration of the soul. Second, owing to this, a whole series of new consciousness abilities are going to develop. The nature of the astral fire that touches us defines our entire state of being, body, thinking, etheric vehicle, state of desire, blood, nerve, fluid. In short, the entire state of being is defined by and grows out of the consciousness, fire that glows in you. Therefore, when that fire is renewed, the result must be an entire change of being. One aspect of such a change is a completely different consciousness faculty, which, thirdly, results in a different sensory state. For your sensory faculties also have their basis in the head sanctuary. This new sensory state will lead to a wonderful series of events in your life. Fourthly, a modification develops in the cell structure of all the cell groups of your body, owing to which, as the Bible expresses it, the old vesture of matter is swallowed up in victory and replaced by a personality structure which harmonizes with the new soul state. Thus, fifthly, death is completely conquered. In fact, this entails disappearance out of the old field of nature. We do not want to imply that all of this will be fully realized in the period of less than 50 years. However, the first proofs will be clearly demonstrated. It can be stated with conviction that in the coming years, a totally new type of man will appear before a surprised mankind. However, after September 2001, it will no longer be possible for those from the ordinary dialectical mankind to join the new group. The distance between the old and the new type of man will have become so great that a bridging will no longer be considered possible. Gradually, the modern spiritual school will become a completely closed school. It will disappear from sight. All of this may make clear to you the effort we will have to exert in the coming years to incorporate as many beings as possible in the new group of mankind. The modern spiritual school will attract much attention in the coming years, and a tremendous vital power will emanate from it. A great many persons will then wish to join the school. The issue is whether your state of being, your sparkling new life, will become clearly visible. The departure of the new race takes place in a structural sense in the new period we have now entered. Whoever goes with us now will change according to soul state and with respect to cell structure. All the life fluids will adapt themselves to such modifications. After September of the year 2001, the new race will begin to leave the dialectical regions in the sense of time and space. This is described in the Great Pyramid of Gizeh. The period that began on the 20th of August 1953 places us outside the King's Room. In the period between the 20th of August 1953 and September 2001, we withdraw from the chained course of mankind. And if so desired, we, as a new race, can enter into liberty. In the following period, we will then experience a repetition of the experience of Paul going out to meet the Lord in the clouds of heaven. Let us now return to the five aspects of transfiguration and try to form a clear understanding of them. What we call the soul is a fivefold revelation of the astral fire in our personality. It fills the seven cerebral cavities and is taken up into the system by means of the magnetic respiration of the brain. This astral fire and its connection with the head sanctuary form the nucleus, the deepest being of our soul state of our entire life. Owing to this animation, we call ourselves I. As long as this soul is to be explained entirely out of dialectical nature, it is mortal. After the death of the body, the soul too undergoes a process of decay. At first, it remains for some time in the reflection sphere, but after that, nothing remains of it. The soul volatilizes to ordinary cosmic fluid. However, as soon as the new state of consciousness becomes a fact, owing to the influx of the new astral fire in the sevenfold system of the head sanctuary, one can speak of a new soul being and consequently of the sign of the Son of Man, From that moment on, the soul is no longer mortal. After the death of the personality, this immortal soul no longer needs to occupy itself with the reflection sphere because it no longer has a reflection in the earthly territory. Therefore, at the parting of the material body, should you possess a soul state renewed in the gnosis, then the earthly is swallowed up and the unearthly exists. This unearthly being cannot be found in the reflection sphere. That is why we have always said that a pupil who dies after having accomplished the task will find himself in the vacuum of Shambhala. When your soul state has become immortal, there will be no further question of the need to return after the death of the personality. Notwithstanding this, there will be several among us who will return, but that will be on a voluntary basis for the sake of those who stay behind to maintain the spiritual school in the service of the Universal Brotherhood as long as that is useful and necessary. We emphasized that as soon as the new state of consciousness has become a fact, our soul becomes immortal. This offers a great consolation, in particular to the older among us, for it will be better to cast off the crystallized and worn-out cellular structure of the earthly personality than to try to renew it from below upwards. When the transfiguration of the soul has taken place and death has been conquered due to the possession of the immortal soul state, the new personality can also be constructed in the vacuum of Shambhala. The transfiguration of the soul can be realized by you within a comparatively short time. If you ache for the new life, if your thoughts are directed to the spiritual school, and your state of faith is without criticism, then make room in your head sanctuary for the light of the Gnosis, so that the sign of the Son of Man may be stamped on your forehead. Then you are released from the nature of death. Then, as regards your soul state, you have become immortal. Moreover, as soon as the immortal soul has become a fact, you are free from the wheel of life and death, unless you would like to return on account of a voluntary load that you would shoulder in servitude. You need not return any longer for the renovation of your personality. You will now realize that when the new soul has become a fact, it takes over the task of the old soul. And as you know, a state of consciousness is a state of life. The soul, the consciousness, governs, builds, and maintains the personality and the body. When a new soul state has been born in us and the new soul takes over the function of the old one, wonderful consequences follow, which radically affect the entire system. The soul has five fluids: the astral consciousness fire, the serpent fire, the hormonal secretion, the nerve fluid, and the blood. These five fluids emanate from the nucleus of the soul and together form the soul state. If they are realized in the body by the reborn soul, then it will be clear that the effects will necessarily be borne out in the body. Therefore, transfiguration is not an obscure wonder, but a scientific process. Out of the five new soul fluids, new consciousness powers will arise. When, for instance, the seven cerebral cavities are filled with the new astral fire, a radiation develops that will set all the organs of the head sanctuary in operation in a renewing sense. Thinking, willing, and the sensory organs, in short, all the guiding actions of the personality become totally different. They are of an entirely regenerative nature, owing to the rebirth of the soul. To summarize, liberate the path within you for the light by means of the twofold magic of faith and life. Be absorbed by the merciful rebirth of your entire soul state. Then you no longer need to be anxious about the rebirth of the entire state of being, as that will be an automatic result of the rebirth of the soul. With reference to what has been discussed in this chapter, the question may arise, does reincarnation exist after all? In reply to this, we must repeat that nothing remains of the mortal soul. The mortal soul, which is your I-being, volatilizes completely. Nothing remains of you as a mortal soul. the mortal soul decays to dust and ashes like the material body. The soul that sins shall die, and whatever is dead, in this sense, is completely dead. Only when the soul has become immortal through rebirth may it eventually return through voluntary birth, if it can be used. However, the procedure of birth will then be different. We hope to discuss this again in due course, when it will be useful or necessary. But what is meant by the wheel of birth and death? The activity of the wheel of life and death is to be understood only in connection with the microcosm. In our dissertation, we purposely left the microcosm out of our considerations, not to complicate matters. However, remember that the microcosm is continuously emptied on account of the mortality of the soul and its personality. Therefore, the microcosm wanders about as tied to the wheel rotations in the nature of death. Again and again, it must take a mortal soul into its system so that one day, through this soul, the possibility will be freed to reconstruct the vanished third nucleus atom in the microcosm and to bring into development by this means the transfiguration of the soul.